Okay, our friends. So I have heard you. I have heard all of you, my dear friends, out there in the wide, wide world saying to us, please, 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 please do a K-pop Demon Hunters book for us. And I admit that I did not know much about this. So when I saw this book, I said, okay, let's give it a go. It is a little golden book. It's a movie. It's brought to you by this movie on Netflix called K-pop Demon Hunters. And now, for some of you who may not know, K-pop is short for Korean pop music. And the storyline here, K-pop Demon Hunters, involves some girls who have
Three
some.
girls who sing K-pop and kill demons.
That's exactly my understanding of it, too. So let's see what this is all about. Before we read the story, we have to give our patron shout out. Yeah. And today's patron shout out is to the three sisters who are big K-pop Demon Hunter fans. And they are
Minnie, Goldie, and Bonnie.
Minnie,
Oh,
Goldie,
yeah.
and Bonnie. That's right. And their mom, Sally, messaged me and said, "Hey, what's going on? Can you do a story for my girls?" And I said, "I'm happy to do that. I will do that any day of the week for these ones." And the reason for that is because they're actually my nieces. And that Sally is my sister. So, you know what? Happy to do it, you guys. So happy. Hope that you loved it, today's story. And without any further ado, shall we? Let's do it. Today's story, A Little Golden Book, K-pop Demon Hunters for the Fans, was adapted by Angela Song. It's based on the screenplay by Danya Jimenez and Hannah McMachen and Maggie Kang and Chris Appelhans. And it's based on K-pop Demon Hunters, the film, directed by Maggie Kang and Chris Appelhans. And it's read, woof, today by Mommy and. What's your name?
Number one K-pop Demon Hunters fan.
Number one K-pop Demon Hunters fan. Well. Shall we? Let's see if I can give it any justice. Every generation, a new trio of hunters is chosen to protect the Hunmoon, the magical barrier that protects the human world from the demon realm. Meet Rumi, Mira, and Zoe from the K-pop group Huntrix. When they're not slaying demons, keeping the world safe, or performing at their sold-out shows, they like to make music together, relax on the couch, and be the greatest K-pop group the world has ever seen. Zoe is the rapper and lyricist of Huntrix. Originally from Burbank, California. Hey, that's where you're from. She is the maknae, or the baby of the group. Most of the time, Zoe is fun and bubbly, but don't underestimate her. Her rapping and demon slaying skills are scary good. Mira is the group's visual and lead dancer. Although she was the black sheep of her family, she found her place in Huntrix. Nobody can dance like Mira, and nobody is as cool as her either. Who else would make a sleeping bag look so good? But she does, doesn't she? Rumi is the lead vocalist and leader of Huntrix. She takes her job of hunting demons very seriously, but she still makes time for kimbap with her friends. Rumi is hiding a big secret from the rest of the world. She's half demon herself. Her greatest power to help seal the Hunmoon and protect the human world is her incredible voice. So when her voice starts to disappear, Rumi goes hunting for a cure. Zoe brings Rumi to Healer Han. This doctor can see the walls around Rumi's heart, but Rumi doesn't want to hear it. She's only there for the tonic that will heal her voice. It tastes suspiciously like grape juice. Ooh, I love grape juice. Huntrix wouldn't be where they are without their biggest supporters. Celine trained the girls to be the best performers and demon hunters they could be. Bobby is the group's agent and manager, always ready to cheer them on. And most important, are all of Huntrix loyal fans. Their love and support keep the Home Moon powerful. Happy fans, happy Home Moon. But not everyone is a fan of Huntrix, though. Gima, the fiery ruler of the demon realm, wants to destroy the Home Moon and take over the human world for good. Gima sends his own K-pop group to go after the source of Huntrix powers, their fans. Now, they're cute, they're lovable, and they're taking over the world with their annoyingly catchy songs. They're Saja Boys. And in the picture, we can see them. There's five of them. Yep. Baby is cute and innocent until he starts rapping with his powerful voice. Romance is flirty and passionate. Fans instantly fall in love. Saja Boys become an overnight sensation, knocking Huntrix off the chart with their infectious songs. They even have dedicated fans of the demon variety. Fans can't resist the cool and collected charms of Mystery or the abs of Abby. Saja Boys are so enchanting that their fans don't even realize that they are secretly demons in disguise and stealing their souls. Oh no. But none of the Saja Boys' success would be possible without Jinu, the fearless leader of the band. A long time ago, Jinu made a deal with Gima to help his family at the cost of his soul. Jinu became a demon with a painful past. At first, Jinu agrees to help Gima destroy the Home Moon in exchange for his help erasing his memories. But after Jinu meets Rumi, he realizes that there might be another way. Jinu helps Rumi and the hunters defeat Gima, sacrificing himself for the person he loves. Derpy Tiger and Sussy are Jinu's messengers who can travel between the demon realm and the human world. Once Jinu is gone, this tiger and magpie pair decides to stay with the Huntrix girls. Whether it's delivering mail or fixing fallen objects that he may or may not have knocked over, Derpy Tiger is always ready to help. Sussy also wants to be helpful. Is there a hat somewhere that needs to be stolen? No matter how dark the Home Moon gets, Rumi, Zoe, and Mira will continue to shine. They are hunters, voices strong, and together, these best friends will protect the world and make it right. As Huntrix.
So, that tells you that you have to watch the K-pop Demon Hunters movie like right now.
If you wanted to, yeah. There's lots of stuff in it. Music, dancing, rapping, demons, magical songs, right? But these demons, we should clarify, they look very much like very colorful looking creatures, right? They're not like, kind of, some people might think, when they think of a demon, they might think of a certain thing. And this is probably not what they're thinking of, right?
Yeah, like.
Right.
For example, imagine like a walking, talking cat with one eye that's all stripy.
Yeah.
Like purple and pink stripies with lines
through it. Yeah. Yeah, they have stripes, don't they? Yeah. So it's very interesting, my friends, and we're so, so glad that we were able to read this story for you today. And we hope that you enjoyed it. And is there anything you want to say?
And
okay.
Hope we come back for another story tomorrow.
Okay.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.